You wouldn't even have known it had snowed at all. There was hardly any snow on the sidewalks, but it was freezing cold, and I took my red hunting hat out of my pocket and put it on. I didn't give a damn how I looked. I even put the earlaps down. I wished I knew who swiped my gloves at Pensy, because my hands were freezing. Not that I'd have done much about it, even if I had known. I'm one of these very yellow guys. I try not to show it, but I am. For instance, if I'd found out at Pensy who'd stolen my gloves, I probably would have gone down to the crook's room and said, "Okay, how about handing over those gloves?" Then the crook that had stolen them probably would have said, his voice very innocent and all, "What gloves?" Then what I probably would have done, I'd have gone in his closet and found the gloves somewhere, hidden in his goddamn galoshes or something, for instance. I'd have taken them out and showed them to the guy and said, "I suppose these are your goddamn gloves?" Then the crook probably would have given me this very phony, innocent look and said, "I never saw those gloves before in my life. If they're yours, take 'em. I don't want the goddamn things." Then I probably would have just stood there for about 5 minutes. I'd have the damn gloves right in my hand and all, but I'd feel I ought to suck the guy in the jaw or something, break his goddamn jaw. Only I wouldn't have the guts to do it. I'd just stand there trying to look tough. What I might do, I might say something very cutting and snotty to rile him up, instead of socking him in the jaw. Anyway, if I did say something very cutting and snotty, he'd probably get up and come over to me and say, "Listen, Caulfield, are you calling me a crook?" Then, instead of saying, "You're goddamn right I am, you dirty crooked bastard," all I probably would have said would be, "All I know is my goddamn gloves were in your goddamn galoshes." Right away, then, the guy would know for sure that I wasn't going to take a sock at him, and he probably would have said, "Listen, let's get this straight. Are you calling me a thief?" Then I probably would have said, "Nobody's calling anybody a thief. All I know is my gloves were in your goddamn galoshes." It could go on like that for hours. Finally, though, I'd leave his room without even taking a sock at him. I'd probably go down to the can and sneak a cigarette and watch myself getting tough in the mirror. Anyway, that's what I thought about the whole way back to the hotel. It's no fun to be yellow. Maybe I'm not all yellow. I don't know. I think maybe I'm just partly yellow and partly the type that doesn't give much of a damn if they lose their gloves. One of my troubles is I never care too much when I lose something. It used to drive my mother crazy when I was a kid. Some guys spend days looking for something they lost. I never seemed to have anything that if I lost it, I'd care too much. Maybe that's why I'm partly yellow. It's no excuse, though. It really isn't. What you should be is not yellow at all. If you're supposed to sock somebody in the jaw, and you sort of feel like doing it, you should do it. I'm just no good at it, though. I'd rather push a guy out the window or chop his head off with an axe than sock him in the jaw. I hate fist fights. I don't mind getting hit so much, although I'm not crazy about it, naturally. But what scares me most in a fist fight is the guy's face. I can't stand looking at the other guy's face is my trouble. It wouldn't be so bad if you could both be blindfolded or something. It's a funny kind of yellowness when you come to think of it. But it's yellowness, all right. I'm not kidding myself. The more I thought about my gloves and my yellowness, the more depressed I got, and I decided, while I was walking and all, to stop off and have a drink somewhere. I'd only had 3 drinks at Ernie's, and I didn't even finish the last one. One thing I have, it's a terrific capacity. I can drink all night and not even show it if I'm in the mood. Once, at the Wooten School, this other boy, Raymond Goldfarb, and I bought a pint of scotch and drank it in the chapel one Saturday night, where nobody'd see us. He got stinking, but I hardly didn't even show it. I just got very cool and nonchalant. I puked before I went to bed, but I didn't really have to. I forced myself. Anyway, before I got to the hotel, I started to go in this dumpy-looking bar, but 2 guys came out, drunk as hell, and wanted to know where the subway was. One of them was this very Cuban-looking guy, and he kept breathing his stinking breath in my face while I gave him directions. I ended up not even going in the damn bar. I just went back to the hotel. The whole lobby was empty. It smelled like 50 million dead cigars. It really did. I wasn't sleepy or anything, but I was feeling sort of lousy, depressed and all. I almost wished I was dead. Then, all of a sudden, I got in this big mess. The first thing when I got in the elevator guy said to me, "Interested in having a good time, fella, or is it too late for you?" "How do you mean?" I said. I didn't know what he was driving at or anything. "Interested in a little tale tonight?" "Me?" I said, which was a very dumb answer, but it's quite embarrassing when somebody comes right up and asks you a question like that. "How old are you, chief?" the elevator guy said. "Why?" I said. 22. "Uh-huh. Well, how about it? You interested? $5 a throw, $15 the whole night." He looked at his wristwatch. "Till noon. 5